Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls, and good morning to mother and dad, big brother and sister, grandma and grandpa. Say, let's all say good morning. I'll count three. One, two, three. Good morning. That's fine. And this is a good morning for fun and play, too. Now, today is our bank day, so have your money ready to drop into your banks. And we're going to have a dressing race. The boys are one race ahead, and I know the girls will be trying to win this morning. So have your clothes ready in front of the radios. And listen to this. Next week, boys and girls, we're going to have a swell new offer. And in order to take advantage of this new offer, you'll need to have one of the Little Crow seals that come on the Cocoa Wheats box top. Now, look on the cereal shelf for a Cocoa Wheats package from which you can take a Little Crow seal. If you don't have a package, be sure to have Mother get a package of this wonderful cocoa-flavored hot wheat cereal right away. Now, if you don't already eat Cocoa Wheats regularly, you'd better try it because it's a cereal you'll really like. Its cocoa flavor is so pleasant and so appetizing, you'll want Mother to fix it every morning. And you'll never tire of its unusual goodness, and you'll never need to be urged by Mother or Dad to get you to eat it. Now, the delicious cocoa taste makes you glad to eat Cocoa Wheats every time Mother fixes it for you. So tell Mother this morning, please, to put Cocoa Wheats on her shopping list. And then next week, when we announce our new offer, you'll be one of the very first to send in for it. Now, you're going to want this new offer, so do your best to be all ready with a Little Crow seal from a Cocoa Wheats package top when you hear our offer next week. Right now, though, attention, it's time for the dressing race. Get your clothes together in front of the radio or any other handy place. Hurry now, don't be slow, cause this is the dressing contest. Let's see who will win, and when I give the signal, we'll all begin. All right, now, here's our helper pal, Squeaky.
Hello there, fellas and gals.
And our dog pal, Popcorn, wants to say good morning. Well, jump right up here on the chair, Popcorn. That's right, now sit up like a good doggy and speak out good and loud. That's fine, Popcorn. Hey, boys and girls, can your dog say good morning? Well, see if you can't teach them to sit up and bark good morning just like Popcorn does. Now, ready to start the dressing race? All right, on your marks, get set, go, and the dressing race is started. Now, you hustle into those clothes and be careful not to tear off any buttons, because that makes more work for Mother. Now, the boys are on one team and the girls are on another team, and we'll see which team will be the fastest dresser-uppers this morning. Well, now we have our songbird Tweeter with us this morning. Let's see if Tweeter will sing for us. Take the cover off the cage, Squeaky.
Okay, now there you are. Come on, Tweeter, and sing.
Oh, there he goes, and just listen to him sing. Well, I guess he feels good. He's hopping around in his cage and flapping his wings. Oh, boy, I wish I could sing as good as Tweeter.
Me too. Now let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Well, that's a good idea, Squeaky. Say, shall we all sing like the birdies sing? All right, now, boys and girls, let me hear you sing like this. Tweet, 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 tweet. That's the way to sing it now. And when you say the tweets now, flap your arms just like wings. We're going to sing that song. Now you try it, and here we go. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Sweet, 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 sweet. Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throat a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you know all the words. Tweet, 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 tweet. Now we're ducks. Let's all sing like the duckies sing. Quack, 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 quack. Let's all sing like the duckies sing. Quack, 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 quack. Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throats a crack. Take your time from the birds. Now you know all the words. Quack, 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 quack. Now we're pigs. Let's all sing like the piggies sing. Oink, 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 oink. Let's all sing like the piggies sing. Oink, 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 oink. Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throats a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you know all the words. Oink, 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 oink. Well, let's be dogs this time. Let's all sing like the doggies sing. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Bow, wow, 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 wow. I mean doggies. Let's all warble like nightingales. I'm all mixed up. Give your throats a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you know all the words. What am I? Bow wow, oink, oink, tweet, tweet, quack. Oh, my goodness. I forgot what kind of an animal I was. But it's a lot of fun anyway. And we sing merry songs. It makes us feel happy. And when we're happy, we smile and make other folks happy. That makes us feel good all over. Say, you know, a good way to start out the day feeling happy is to skip right up to that breakfast table and eat your big bowl full of super delicious cocoa wheats. Now, I have a new limerick for you this morning, boys and girls. I like it, and I think you will, too. Let's see. A clever young man from Morocco wouldn't drink anything but hot cocoa. For breakfast, he'd eat a bowl of cocoa wheat, which proves he was smart and not loco. Yes, sirree. Well, if you're smart, you'll be after Mother to fix cocoa wheats for your breakfast, too. You see, cocoa wheats is a very delicious cocoa-flavored hot wheat cereal that not only tastes extra good, but it's extra good for you. It's made of cocoa-coated, energy-rich hearts of choicest sun-ripened wheat, which has vitamin B1, sunshine vitamin D, and calcium added. Yes, sir, you get a health-promoting cereal that stays by you, and it's fun eating it because you love its cocoa taste. Now tell Mother, cocoa wheats cooks in just 4 minutes and costs a fraction of a cent a serving. So be clever like the man in today's limerick and eat a bowl of cocoa wheats for breakfast regularly. And now let's give our big cocoa wheats a cheer. The girls spell cocoa and the boys spell wheats. Are you ready? All right. COCO-WHEATS. Cocoa wheats.
Hooray for cocoa wheats.
Yes, sir, and hooray for the winners of the dressing race. Say, look at Popcorn. There he goes. All right. Popcorn says time is up and the dressing race is over. Now, stop dressing, everybody, and we'll check up with our magic electric eye and see who won the race.
Here comes the magic eye.
Now, I have my magic counter so I can count up real fast. Let's see the hands of the girls who finished on time. Oh, well, good for you, girls. And now, the hands of the boys. Well, look at the boys' hands. All right, everybody. Hands down, off with the magic eye.
Okay, say, let me see that magic counter. Uh-oh.
Yes, the race was close. It was so close that the race was a tie. The race was a tie. Hi-ho, the derry-o, the race was a tie.
Oh, me, I was hoping that, I guess the girls will win next time.
Well, they might if they try real hard. The boys are still one race ahead. And now it's bank time. Here come the kiddies, rank on rank, marching along to the bank, bank, bank. Pennies and nickels to drop right in. That's the way fortunes begin. Yes, sir, it's fun to save pennies and nickels and dimes and put them in the bank. Now, you know, Christmas is coming, and if you save up your pennies and nickels and dimes, you'll be able to buy presents for Mother and Dad and Sister and Brother and for Grandma and Grandpa, too. Now, Popcorn is our banker today, so jump up here on the chair, Popcorn. Hurry up. That's right. Now, Popcorn's going to hold a penny in his front paws and drop it into the bank when we do. Now, everybody ready? One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four, bank. There it goes, and say, just... Oh, boy, we're getting lots of money in there. Well, thank you, Popcorn. Thank you very much. Now, keep saving your money, boys and girls, and we'll have a bank day next week again. Oh, my goodness, we almost forgot our riddle. Now, let's see. What kind of riddle today? Oh, I've got one. Here's a dandy. Now, see if you can figure out the answer. What kind of a bird never flies? What kind of a bird never flies? Now, you think about it, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. But now, here's a little prayer that will help to remind us all to go to church on Sunday school Sunday. Listen. We thank you for the food we eat. We thank you for the friends we meet. We thank you for the joys you bring. We thank you, Lord, for everything. Yes, sir, we have lots to be thankful for, and we want you to be sure to go to church and Sunday school every week. Now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Sputters, who imagines he is John Alexander McSquish, since he fell on his head, has disappeared from his room. Well, Rocket and Squeaky noticed the window was open and then saw tracks leading from the window to the barn. As the scene opens today, Rocket and Squeaky are just approaching the barn to see if they can find Sputters there. Listen.
Now, don't act excited, Rocket, because we don't want Sputters to know that we're looking for him. It might upset him.
Yeah, if we upset him, that's bad for his magnesia, ain't it?
Oh, he doesn't have magnesia. It's amnesia. That means that he can't remember who he is or anything.
Well, it looks like to me anybody that can remember a name like John Alexander Max Squish could remember anything.
Well, the doctor said it might be some time before he gets over it. What I'm worried about is that Sputters might wander away from the ranch. If he did, he wouldn't know where he lives or anything.
Well, one thing is certain. He didn't ride his horse, because there's a horse right in the stall there.
Oh, it sure is. Well, that's good news. Now, let's go around this way and see if...
There you are. So stealing my horses, are you?
Oh, my goodness. Don't scare us like that, Sputters. You's going to give me magnesia, too.
Oh, boy, we're glad to find you, Sputters. We were afraid that you...
I'll have you two know that you are discharged. In other words, you're fired. I am John Alexander Max Squish, and I own this ranch, so get off.
Now, wait a minute, Sputters. This here is the S Bar S Ranch, and we all owns it.
This is the Squish Bar Squish Ranch, and I squish you both would leave at once. Squish now, both of you, before I call Sherry Squish and have you both squished.
Oh, me. That's the squishiest man I ever did see. What's us going to do, Squeaky?
Well, I guess we'll just have to humor him, Rocket. Doesn't he talk funny? Goodness, I wish he'd come too and get well.
Now, but don't start whispering and try to think up some way to escape. Leave the Squish Bar Squish Ranch at once.
I tell you, this ain't no Squish Bar Squish Ranch. This is the S Bar S Ranch.
Uh-huh. So now you're trying to steal my ranch, too, are you? Well, you won't get away with it. I'm going to name this ranch as a Squish Bar Squish Ranch. I looked it up in a squish book. That's enough, you two. You're both my prisoners.
Well, what are you going to do with us?
March to the house. I'm going to turn you right over to Sheriff Squish. Forward, march, squish. Squish. Left, right, squish. 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 Left, right, squish.
Oh, me, Rocket. What's going to happen?
Well, that's what we'd like to know. Say, is Sputter's going to get better? And what are Rocket and Squeaky going to do? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now for all the happy boys and girls who are having birthdays today, let's all sing our happy birthday greeting. Say, I'll count three, and you say happy birthday. One, two, three, happy birthday! And, of course, we sing our birthday song. Now, sing it out good and loud, and we'll let them know that we're helping them to celebrate. Ready? All right, here we go with the birthday song. Let's see how loud you can sing it. Maybe somebody with a birthday will hear you. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Now, boys and girls, remember that you're going to need the Little Crow seal from a Cocoa Wheats package stop next week. We're going to have a swell offer for you, and we want you to be one of the very first to get this new offer. If you don't have a package of Cocoa Wheats on hand now from which you can take the package stop Little Crow seal, be sure to have Mother get a package for you today. Now, most every store now has Cocoa Wheats on hand or can get it for you in just a day or two. In case your favorite grocer doesn't have Cocoa Wheats, ask the store owner or manager personally, please, to get it for you from his jobber or his chain headquarters. Now, the Cocoa Wheats package is bright yellow with a fire red diagonal stripe running across the front of the package. Below the red diagonal stripe, you'll see a big white steaming bowl around which are boys and girls holding hands. It's the most attractive cereal package on the grocer's shelf, and I'm sure you'll find it easily. On the top is a red circle, and in this red circle stands a crow dressed in a red coat and a yellow vest, and he wears spats and shoes, too. This is the Little Crow seal that you're to save and have ready to send in when I tell you about our new offer next week. So ask Mother to get Cocoa Wheats for you today. Well, how'd you come out with your answer to the riddle, huh? Ah, let me see. The riddle said... What kind of a bird never flies? Well, the answer is a cuckoo bird. Sure, he always stays in the cuckoo clock. He doesn't fly, but he's always on time. That's sort of a cuckoo riddle, too, isn't it? Well, now, you remember our slogan for this week. We've got a dandy early to bed every night. Time for us to go now, so until next time, you remember to be good, be careful, play safe, and smile when you wake up. Be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.